2 weeks. That's all the time we had, from the visa approval to jumping on a plane that took us to this adventure all the way across the globe. Hi, this is Ryan Savanera, and you are listening to The Immigrant Chronicles, the podcast that shares real stories of immigrants like myself. So yes, 2 weeks, but it was certainly not a rash decision on our end. You know, in fact, it took us a decade before finally taking on this journey. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Maybe next time we'll do that. But for now, let's just focus on the decision. What were the factors that we considered when we made our decision? Yes, there are so many factors out there. I'm not going to give you an exhaustive list, but these three things we feel are the most important as far as we are concerned. And we feel that it might be for most of us, for most of those who are planning to embark on this journey as well. So let's get to it. The first one, and I'm sure you've heard this so many times, not just for this decision, but for all decisions you've made. What is your why? What's the reason? What is your motivation? Okay, and here we need to be very specific in our answers. You know, if you're an individual who's about to embark on this journey, it's important to, but I would say it's crucial if you have family with you or you have a partner with you. It's crucial that you discuss your motivation, your reason, your why, because you need to be aligned. There are many reasons to do this. Is it job opportunities? Is it, you know, to escape a political instability? Is it to simply try something new? That's also fine. Or it could even be a mix of all of this. What's important is that you know what it is. Because when the going gets tough, and it will, then you need to have something to fall back on. You know, you need to hold on to that reason to keep pushing forward. Now, you need to be specific as well, because it's so hard to explain it, but let me just give you an example. Personally, I wanted a better quality of life. But what does that mean? It might be different for me. It might mean differently for my wife. So we have to go deeper about it. Personally, it meant the balance of work and life for me. It meant that I wanted to go to a place where I could make just enough money to live and, you know, enjoy ourselves, but not kill ourselves and our relationship for working too much, right? From wasting all those hours on that. And that has to be clear, because if the quality of life to the other person is all about, you know, making more money, which is, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you know it, then, you know, that could cause conflicts in the end. But if we know the reason, then we're in a better place to be aligned, especially as we go on this journey. Another thing about, you know, the reason is, you know, this is where you want to talk about, is this going to be a temporary immigration or is it going to be a permanent immigration? And why this is important is because it goes to the next factor that you want to consider when you're thinking of immigration. Where do you want to go to? Which are your destination countries? It's good to have a couple, you know, just in mind, right? You don't want to just focus on one, and I'll tell you why later. But once you know your why, you have to, then you will know, okay, these countries, going to these countries will support my why, my reason, right? If it's a permanent immigration, you might want to avoid the countries where you know that it's harder to get one or even impossible to become a permanent resident or a citizen. Yeah, personally for us, because we kind of knew that we wanted this to be a permanent permanent immigration, then we considered three Commonwealth countries to be specific. We looked at Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. So we focused our attention on those countries. And then the next factor comes into play. What are the legal considerations that you need to look into? What are the available pathways for you? You don't want to do this illegally, if it's, especially if it's a permanent basis, right? I know some who've done it, but it's going to be super hard, especially nowadays. So when you know which country you want to go to, then you can research on the available pathways for you. Is it the skilled worker pathway? Can you use your experience for those countries? If not, is there a student pathway available? For us, that's what we found. That's why those three countries had the student pathway available for us. Okay, because we also had to consider other things like age and all that stuff. But let's not get into that for now. But because we were able to trim down from the countries to the pathways, then we were able to identify the next steps that was, yeah, that would be the easiest or fastest for us at that point. Because we knew why, we knew the countries that we wanted to check, we checked out the pathways, we understood which one would be the easiest or the fastest for us. So we knew exactly the next steps to take for us. So again, these are what we feel are the important factors to consider. Obviously, there are so many others to think about, you know, healthcare, education for your kids, if ever. But for now, start with this, because hopefully this will allow you to identify what are the next steps for you as you embark on this journey. Good luck. See you in the next one.